people who hold themselves out to be patriots or not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up on the street is not very good.
Together.
Radio,
we have audio, no video.
Radio Free Vida.
This is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Welcome to episode 15-05. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Welcome all of our new listeners across the Fruited Plains and the American Redoubt and other safe havens and refuge locations where God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots are taking hold, taking refuge, strategically relocating. And it's great to have all of you with us once again. I want to welcome all of our listeners over at WDFP, Restoring America Radio Network, and Survival Blog listeners, Oath Keepers, Patriots, Christians, brothers and sisters in the faith, and so many more. Oh, what a week it has been. It's been a great week. But we've got several things going on. I want to remind you also that you can follow us on facebook.com/radiofreeredoubt. That's spelled R-E-D-O-U-B-T, Redoubt. And we've got several things we're going to cover. There's a lot of news items that I'm going to be getting into, but I want to share a couple special treats with you, especially an announcement. And I had to do some reconfiguring here as far as how I want to proceed. Now, last week, I already told Amron Corps about this. They were the first to know. But this week, let me back up. 2 weeks or last week, I mentioned that we are going to begin a segment, partisan radio segments, talk about preparedness, patriot, disaster communications and resources, and cover Amron topics and start getting to all kinds of things. And I had pushed that back actually a week, then another week. Well, now here we are, and I have to do it again, but it's for a good reason. Don't sigh. Don't hang your head. This is a good thing, and I'll explain why. I was approached a couple of weeks ago from the station management at ACN, the American Christian Network, and KTW over at LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting Systems. And they said, we've gotten a significant amount of listener email support from you being with Matt Shea on Patriot Radio, asking when you're going to be back on the air and or when you're going to have a show. And so we want to respond to that. And so we are asking if you would consider a time slot of your own to have your own radio show. And they said, we don't have anything on ACN open at this time, but we do have a couple of time slots open on our AM station that covers Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho on 6:30 a.m. That's not the time, that's on the dial. AM 6:30 over at KTW. And they said, we've got a 2 hour or a 3 hour slot, and let us know. So I had to really pray about it, think about it, meditate on this whole thing, and kind of step back and take a deep breath. Well, the negotiations began, and that's one of the many things that I've been doing this week, along with standing up the new assemblies, working with Pastor Hadian This coming week, we'll be working in the Spokane Valley in Washington with Matt Shea, Pastor Hadian, and myself, working with patriots that are standing up assemblies there. So there's been a lot going on. Now, back to the radio station. We finally negotiated an agreement, and this coming Saturday, February 7th, from 11 a.m. to noon, Radio Free Redoubt will be on the air live. It'll be a live call-in talk show with a toll-free number, so you'll be able to call in, be able to actually talk to so many of you guys, which really is difficult logistically, almost basically impossible to do with the podcast format that we do every Sunday evening. This is turning out to be a huge blessing in that this is an entirely new market, a new audience. Patriots in the heart of the American Redoubt that will actually be able to get the message that we have been trying to convey to the patriots, to wake them up, to motivate them to action. And, you know, there are many people that don't listen to podcasts. They don't listen to streaming things on the, you know, on the internet, but they drive around town listening to the radio. They work in their yard or at work or wherever. So as a start, I told them I didn't want to start off with 2 or 3 hours. That's a huge commitment and it costs. It's expensive. But we did have some patriots step forward, and I'm just so grateful. Basically, we've got Radio Free Redoubt on the air covered at KTW 6:30 a.m. So that we can focus on. And this was basically what they said: look, I want to make sure that you can focus on getting on the air, start getting the message out. Do not want you to worry about money starting off here, you know, for the first month or two. And you focus on getting sponsors and, you know, listener support and things like that. But we want to get you going. And I can't tell you how humbled I am. It's an amazing thing. So that's what's been going on behind the scenes. And I didn't really say anything because I didn't know if it would really turn into anything. But it is. So we're really excited. And for those of you living outside the wire and outside the reach of the AM transmitters in the North Idaho, Eastern Washington areas, this also will be simultaneously streamed live. We're going to have a link with the banner for that show over there, so you guys can listen wherever you are, and it's live, and you'll be able to call in and be able to field your questions and have discussions with you about some of these topics that we're going to be covering. It's going to be somewhat of a mix between Radio Free Redoubt format that we do here and then the Patriot Radio format, where so we'll have interviews and call-ins. So that's what's been happening, and I want to thank you all for your continued prayers and your support, and whoever was out there sending letters to the station management saying, please bring John Jacob Schmidt back and Radio Free Redoubt. We want to hear that message. We want to hear them on the air. Bring them back. And they listened, so thank you very much. Now, I look forward to you guys blowing the phone lines off the walls, and another thing too, if you guys could help support this, to listen live streaming on Saturdays, they're going to be watching the numbers. You can see how many people are streaming, live streaming, live listeners, you know, at the time when you're streaming. And I'd love to see those numbers just go through the roof whenever Radio Free Redoubt is on. So this will be the John Jacob Schmidt Show, Radio Free Redoubt on KTW 6:30 a.m. in Spokane. So we're moving forward, and that's about all I can say on that. I do have a 30-second promo. They asked me to put a 30-second and a 60-second promo together, and I'll give you guys a sneak peek on that. They're going to be, I already shot it off to them this afternoon. They are going to be they're going to be airing the 30-second promo piece, during the week, from this point forward, to help promote the show, so it'll drive listeners over there. And then I will be working on the 60-second piece probably tomorrow or late tonight. And that's where we are. There's your updates. You are completely up to speed on that now. So this is the part of the show where we get into the news and commentary. It is brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series about the collapse and the rebuilding of a new system with patriots getting engaged. Check that out. All 10 books are out, including the audiobooks. Okay, last week we talked about the kneeling soldier statue. It is actually a silhouette statue that was removed by the city council in the city of King, North Carolina. And I had a suggestion. They need to change the name of the town to Jesus, North Carolina. And their motto could be no king, but Jesus, North Carolina. But anyway, we'll see how that goes. The city council did not want to do this. They tried fighting it every way they could without going into court, but it looked like it was going to go to court. So they felt they would just drive the city right into the dirt trying to fight this in the courts. Of course, last week I said, why don't even fight it? Don't even show up. Just say, we're not going to remove it. We just will not comply. You can file all the court documents you want, but it's standing there. And we'll call on all the citizens. We'll stand there and guard it, physically guard it if we have to. But, well, they're going to do the next best thing. And it's because of you putting pressure on that town and supporting those who are standing guard to protect that Veterans Memorial. There is a massive rally. They're expecting thousands, up to, they said, 20 to 30,000 people so far. They're expecting the numbers could reach those numbers to show up, to show their support, including, well, just so many different organizations. Several speakers next Saturday, February 7th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in North Carolina. We shot an email out to North Carolina, the North Carolina members, and Virginia and West Virginia AMRON members. I'm sure you're going to be able to find some AMRON operators on the air there, and you know, to help support that event, help organize it, and coordinate command and control, and whatever else they need help with. But Patriots, if you're in that area, show your support, and you can go to their Facebook page. It's titled "Remember King" is the name of the Facebook page. Remember King. And we'll see if we can get them on the air live and get an update from the event, get some of our patriots from on location to be able to call in to Radio Free Redoubt on the air there on AM 630. Another one. This is not good news. Department of Justice now is planning to spy on millions of cars in real time. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Now, the DEA uses license plate readers to build databases for federal and local authorities. The Justice Department has been building a national database to track in real time the movement of vehicles around the U.S., a secret domestic intelligence gathering program that scans and stores, which means it's retrievable data, hundreds of millions of records about motorists, according to current and former officials and government documents. And, of course, there's several stories that back this up. Reuters is another one, stating the Justice Department has been secretly gathering and storing hundreds of millions of records about motorists in an effort to build a national database and track the movement of vehicles. These are the license plate readers that you're starting to see across the country mounted on patrol vehicles and then also stationary locations. So every time you drive past a intersection or under an overpass, it documents that license plate passing past that camera. So what they can do is they can retrieve this data from the database to track your movements and do analysis on your travel habits and movement habits and everything else. This is something right here that I think you can't fix what's broke in this country on the national level, but this would be a national hero. The legislators in the American Redoubt states and other states where they still cherish freedom to begin introducing legislation that can be duplicated in other states, just copy-paste, to ban the use of any device by a government agency that maintains a retrievable database of citizens' movements or activities without a warrant. I think that the penalty for that, it should be a felony for violating that. That's something that I'm going to be talking to the assemblies about, helping, who are going to be helping to form some of this this legislation. I think it's just super important. But hey, they can spy, so can you. Google Earth now has announced that the Google Earth Pro is now available for free. I haven't checked that out yet. I just got a couple of links from some different listeners. And so, hey, spying capabilities might be in your hands soon. All right, that winds up segment one. And I'll be back in segment two with more news and commentary right here at the Voice of the American Readout. Hi, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Readout. Join me every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon right here on KTW 630 a.m., where we'll discuss the issues that affect you and me as God-fearing, freedom-loving patriots, not just to identify the problems, but to search out solutions and turn them into plans of action. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary. The way I see it. In the Spokesman Review editorial section, I noticed a disturbing article entitled, "Persecuted Church Should Know Better." The author claimed members of the Pilgrim Slavic Baptist Church, many of whom escaped from communist Russia in the 1980s, were persecuting homosexuals by merely holding signs outside of their downtown church building urging rejection of Referendum 71 and same-sex marriage. So let me get this straight. Christians are doing the persecuting by holding signs. The fact is, it's the Christians being persecuted. Many members of Pilgrim Slavic Church suffered firsthand for being Christians under communist rule in Russia. Some were jailed, tortured, had property destroyed, and were accosted just for being a Christian. So they came to the United States, the land of the free, or so they thought. The fact is, since the campaign to reject Referendum 71 started, those same refugees from communist tyranny have had rocks thrown through their windows, property stolen, and their children yelled at in the foulest language imaginable by members of the homosexual community. I spoke with their pastor, and he confirmed those reports. But it hasn't stopped there. The two leaders of the Referendum 71 effort, Larry Stickney and Gary Randall, have both received death threats. The fact is, everywhere same-sex marriage is implemented, the story is identical. Harassment, intimidation, and persecution of Christians follows. This has happened in Sweden, British Columbia, Alberta, New Jersey, New Mexico, and California, just to name a few. The message is clear: support homosexual behavior or suffer the consequences. The fact is, everywhere same-sex marriage has been allowed, it is used to justify the persecution of people of faith, and protecting religious liberty is just another benefit of rejecting R71. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to Radio Free Readout in segment two, which is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com is how you can find the patriots that will help you get strategically relocated if you are moving to the uppermost portion of the panhandle of North Idaho. Get relocated to refuge while you still can. Now, good news. This is good news, bad news, good news, bad news night. Idaho HR bill, HR 2, the House resolution bill, add the words, you know, all the sexual deviant words to their non-discrimination laws in Idaho, was defeated, snuffed. It was aborted in committee, made it no further. It will not even become a bill. And so good job, legislators, although it would have been kind of cool to see it get out onto the House floor for a vote so it could get just stomped on there. And plus, we really wanted to see all the legislators who would support that or oppose it so we can add to our naughty and nice list. But it didn't even make it that far. It was just so... it just didn't have a chance, and it didn't even make it out of committee. So, hey, that's a victory. We sent a strong message. So we sent the baggy pants, buzz cut individuals pouting home. Let's see. Obama, massive land grab. Oh, Obama, he's just making friends everywhere he goes. President Obama announced Sunday that this is last Sunday. This broke right as I was starting the show, and so I missed this story. He announced last Sunday that his administration plans to lock up the oil-rich 1.5 million acre Arctic National Wildlife Refuge coastal plain and the offshore areas in Alaska from oil and gas exploration. Obama is asking Congress to designate 12 million acres of land, of Alaska land. They basically, Alaska saying, it's not going to happen. We will fight you on this. So good. They need to stand up to him everywhere. From Christian News, reports of not Muslim, just madmen. A 12-year-old girl who was hospitalized for 2 weeks after her not Muslim, just a madman father beat her and her sister for converting to Christ last month is traumatized after learning that her sister died from the assault. She's in good hands. She's with the Lord now, and she actually probably got the better of the two deals because she is free indeed forever. But sadly, the violence from your own father, you turn to Christ and you're beaten until you're hospitalized by a non-Muslim madman. It has nothing to do with Islam. It's just an isolated incident. Scary, bad stuff. No, I know that didn't happen in the United States. That was in Uganda. Who cares? I mean, Uganda's just one of those little colored countries on your map, really, that doesn't even exist except from people's imaginations. No, it's a real place. And there are real people. And there are real Christians that are facing persecution, even from their own families. And, hey, Jesus even said that. He didn't come to bring unity. He came to bring division. Household will be divided against household, right? You got to count the cost. That's what Pastor Hadian said. You become a Christian, you count the cost. When you're a patriot, you count the cost. When you stand up for truth, you need to count the cost because there will be a cost. Nationwide ban on personal body armor proposed by Congress with a penalty of 10 years imprisonment for possessing it. That's from the Freedom Outpost. And of course, I already had plans. As soon as that gets passed, I will just take mine to the dump and throw it away because I do not want to go to prison for 10 years for having banned body armor. So it'll just disappear. It'll be at the dump somewhere. Oil workers are on strike in Houston and across the United States. They're really concerned. A union deal fell through. And so now oil workers are on strike. But you know what? They might not have anything to strike if oil prices keep plummeting the way they are. You have to be very careful in this market. You better not start getting greedy. Unions are infamous. I think unions are more responsible for the loss of American jobs than anything else in this country. I mean, if I had a business and I had union workers holding a gun to my head, when I have investors, when I have stockholders looking at me and I'm responsible for them, and you've got the union saying we want more, well, no wonder businesses are pulling up their stakes and leaving the country. So, man, right now's not the time to get greedy. If you're an oil worker, I know the oil workers are making really, really good money. Several of you listeners work in the oil industry in South Dakota, Texas, and man, right now it's very volatile, very interesting what's going on. If you are living in the People's Democratic Republic of California and you needed a few more reasons to get out of there while you still can, here's a few from the 2A News, that's Second Amendment News. Legislation introduced by Representative Mike Honda, Democrat. Big surprise. California has introduced three anti-gun bills. The Home Assembled Firearms Restriction Act would outlaw the sale, manufacture, and import of the 80% lowers, the unfinished receivers that are used in legal home gun assembly. They're trying to ban those. It was also co-sponsored by other Democrats. The Homemade Firearms Accountability Act. That would mandate that all home-built firearms have a permanent unique serial number and are reported to the ATF for entry into their databases. And then finally, the Responsible Body Armor Possession Act. They're going after the body armor, aren't they? That would ban so-called enhanced body armor, defined as any wearable armor, including helmets or shields that offer a ballistic protection of type 3 or above, as determined by the National Institute of Justice standards. Now, who do you think is going to be exempt from that? What they want is for citizens to be able to be shot. The government are the only ones who can't be shot. I mean, that's not a big surprise, I know. But basically, they want all of this protection, all of the firearms, and all of the bullet protection, but the citizens disarmed and unable to protect themselves from incoming rounds. That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign at all. When they want you to be shot, when they want to be able to shoot you and declare that it's unfair that when they shoot at you, the bullets stop short of entering your body. That's not fair. And so we've got to pass a law. And if we catch you with it, it's 10 years. Actually, I don't know what there's two different bills here. One's with Congress they're trying to enter, and this one is with the People's Democratic Republic of California legislature. So it's on the radar. Just be aware. Be prepared to throw all of your body armor away. Just throw it, just take it to the dump and just toss it. So you can be a good citizen. Finally, before we take a break, the Army. Thanks, Obama. This falls into the Thanks, Obama department. After releasing five Taliban terrorists so we could get Bo Bergdahl back, as it turns out, they are going to be charging him with desertion. This was the report. They didn't just reach this conclusion. Remember, the Army back in October, the end of October of 2014, had basically concluded their investigation, but they wouldn't release their findings. Why? Well, because they knew they were going to be charging him with desertion, and the elections were coming up. And Obama was the one who was instrumental in trading five terrorists that we had in custody to keep from doing any harm. We had them in custody and we traded them and let them go so we could get a deserter. And well, that would very likely have affected the elections for the Democrats. And so they sat on this report until the whole world forgot all about it, because they were so consumed this week with deflated footballs that they didn't care about a traitor, a deserter, that we had to release five terrorists to get. It's the world that we're living in. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
This is Shan Hemphill with Works LLC. We provide lifetime guaranteed holsters and magazine carriers for the armed citizen. Check us out at WERKZ as in Zulu.com or call 855 WORKS01 for your custom gear needs. Don't forget to use coupon RFR at checkout for 15% off. Thank you and God bless.
This is the Voice of the American Redoubt with segment 3, episode 15-05, the fifth episode of 2015. And this segment is brought to you by Katie Armor. They are the makers of Level 3 AR-500 body armor, and they manufacture the front and back and side plates. These are bullet stoppers. They've got some great documentation videos on their products, including the plate carriers that they also sell and dump pouches, mag pouches. Use your coupon code JohnJacob for a discount on your next purchase and get them while you can, because the tyrants are working overtime to make sure that when they shoot at you, you will die, and they don't want you having any unfair advantages like body armor. So I would start thinking about that. You know, Obama has been one of the champions of gun ownership. I mean, he is responsible for some of the highest rate of civilian armament on record. He's like, what did he get what was that? The award for the number one gun salesman of the year, like 3 years running. Yeah, as soon as he gets in front of a microphone, background checks and gun sales just go through the roof. And, well, hey, we could say the same thing for body armor. So get it while you can. Okay, here's something. Here's a story. Oh, by the way, before I get into this next topic or open this can of worms, the communications SOI, as previously announced, is now a minimum donation of $6, which is still an amazing deal. For you to have the communications resources at your fingertips to know what frequency to turn to, when, what mode, and what to say and what to listen for. It's your communications signals operating instructions, and we make those available. That's what will be implemented in the event of a grid down, communications down emergency situation. That's what AMRON will go to. And so that, because just the expansion, the cost of expansion and growth, administrative costs and everything else, we have raised that. So if you make a minimum donation of $6 as our way of saying thank you, we want to send you a copy, a digital PDF downloadable, download instructions for that PDF of that SOI. And when you do that, someone, they said, hey, you know, I got your instructions, but I just wanted the PDF, send it. And so I said, okay, Mr. Rude, here you go. So I just sent him the PDF. But what I want you to understand, when we send you the download instructions, it's so that you can have the password to that download page, so you can always have access to the most latest, to the latest version of that. Because even though we've made the major changes, and we don't plan on changing that anytime soon now, there are little tweaks and adjustments and little things that we add to it and improve upon it. And so when we do that, we want you to have access to the most recent copy. You can just download, you know, page 15, you know, whatever was changed or amended or anything like that. You have access to that. That's why we don't send it directly, the PDF directly to you. And there you go. So that hopefully will explain that. All right. Vaccinations. There is an article. I want to bring some experts on. This would be a great topic to discuss with some subject matter experts, where we can field questions from you, the listeners, on Radio Free Redoubt on over at KTW 630 AM. Because those of you listening outside the wire on streaming internet, and those inside the reach of the AM transmitters, to call in, because this is a discussion that needs to be had. several with these measles outbreaks that we've seen centered around Disneyland and elsewhere. There's some major measles outbreaks. Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Tom Frieden on Sunday warned that the U.S. could see a large outbreak, quote, large outbreak of measles. We're very concerned by the growing number of people who are susceptible to measles and the possibility that we could have a large outbreak in this country as a result. There's 102 reported cases in 14 states. He's saying we need aggressive public action. He said, despite the U.S.'s 92% vaccination rate, there is growing evidence more parents are not vaccinating their children. So they have a 92% vaccination rate in this country. What we've seen is, his quote, what we've seen is, as over the last few years, a small but growing number of people have not been vaccinated. That number is building up among young adults in society, and that makes us vulnerable. So, what you do for your own kids doesn't just affect your family, you selfish non-vaccinating parents. It affects other families as well, he said. The more kids who are not vaccinated, the more they're at risk, and the more they put their neighbors' kids at risk as well. I don't understand how their neighbors' kids could be at risk because they're vaccinated, right? I mean, wait, if you get vaccinated, if you go and take the shot, let them stick this stuff in you. How could you be a danger to your neighbors? I'm not getting this, because if 92% of the people have it, then why are you worried? Because you just made them immune, right? You gave them a vaccination. There's another one here from Forbes. Measles can kill, and it's spreading. Sue parents who didn't vaccinate? Absolutely. See the attitude? And this writer goes on to say from this Forbes article, there's also a reason to be angry. This outbreak began with Americans who chose to skip getting vaccinated. But now they're not the only ones getting sick. Some parents are deliberately opting out. These anti-vaxxers, oh, they got a new name for us. I'm not saying us. Some of our kids we vaccinated, and then we became aware of some information and we said no more. So some of the kids did not get a vaccination. So we're in the swirling center of the eye of this debate, right? Because we've got people in our lives going, you're irresponsible if you put that poison in your kids. This happens, that happens. You've got autism, then you got this other group of people saying there's absolutely no link to autism and vaccines. You're irresponsible if you don't give your kids these shots. And most of us, the massive, overwhelming majority of us, are in the middle, confused, not knowing what to do, right? Okay, I know a lot of you are in this exact same situation. So what we're going to do is pursue the truth, no matter what it is. If the truth is that vaccines are better, then that's probably what we should do. If it's the truth that vaccines cause more harm than good, then the truth is the truth. We are going to pursue that. So the anti-vaxxers, to use the slang term, cut across the social spectrum, but they're linked by a desire to avoid vaccinating their kids. And it's not for medical necessity. Some are wealthy and choose natural lifestyles that reject modern drugs and vaccines. Some have religious objections. Others fear that vaccines cause medical complications like autism, sometimes helped by physicians who unforgivably feed their paranoia. But to be clear, there is no link between the measles vaccine and autism. None. So right now we have this information campaign that is basically, who are the bad guys here? Well, there's the wealthy, there's the religious, And then there's just the unforgivably irresponsible lunatics who are paranoid, but for no reason. The rich, the religious, and otherwise paranoid people. Some people get vaccinated, but for whatever reason, it didn't take, his article says. So what they're saying is, this is what gets me. This is why I want to open this up for discussion. And I know some of you guys have got all kinds of documentation and material. I think this would really be really good to start kind of compiling. This is really important because if it's true that it is poisonous and it does more harm than good, we should sound the alarm. But if, like the one doctor, what was that, a couple years ago, his whole reports were blown apart as false. His vaccination information saying, you know, vaccinations are bad turned out to be false. Now, I haven't really followed up on that. I'm an expert in some areas. I'm not an expert in most areas. I have a good overall knowledge of a lot of different topics. This is one here I cannot take a definitive stand on. But I do know that if for my children who I decided not to vaccinate, if we find out that that is truly poisonous and has adverse effects, you can't undo that. You can't take it back out of them. You can't take it back. But you can vaccinate people who've never been vaccinated before. So I chose, my Mrs. Schmidt and I both chose, let's go the route that we could reverse our decision on and avoid the one that if we find out we're wrong, we can't reverse our decision on. So that's where we are on that. But see, both of these articles are saying, A, there's measles outbreaks. B, the people who didn't get vaccinated are to blame. And C, even people who do get vaccinated are still susceptible to this, whether it's measles, mumps, polio, tuberculosis, whatever it is. So we have all these experts. I'm starting to see all these articles now about the outbreak of these diseases that we have otherwise eradicated in our country. Now they're coming back. Why? Why, when we have 92% of our citizens vaccinated, why all of a sudden are we getting this and people who've been vaccinated are getting it? What's the one cause they're not mentioning? Oh, it's the wealthy. Oh, it's the religious. What they're not mentioning is the illegal immigrants. They say, to their credit, many Americans are trying to be responsible. The target is more than 95% of the population. The more Americans get vaccinated, the less likely it is that there will be an outbreak here. Because the disease like measles just can't get a foothold. Can't get a foothold? You just said we got a major problem in our country because measles is getting a foothold. With 92% of the population vaccinated. Now, all of a sudden, this disease that we've eradicated for the most part from our culture is all of a sudden springing back to life. And you accredit to everything but the real true cause. Because immigrants that used to come into this country were, the immigrants that come to this country legally are evaluated. They go through medical checks to make sure that they aren't bringing any diseases that we've fought hard to get rid of. There's a few different sources here. They're saying adopted children from China, one source. Central America, a huge source. But see, people that bring that up are somehow racist. Those who came here legally, I met with a woman. What an amazing testimony. Came from El Salvador. And they came here legally. They used a green card. They eventually got their citizenship. And they had to go through all these medical screenings to make sure that they weren't bringing diseases here. And she was furious that our government is not protecting our borders. And while they are the ones being recklessly irresponsible by allowing these diseases to come back into our country and get a foothold, while they turn around out of the other side of their mouth and point to you, the American parent who didn't vaccinate your kids, and say, you're the problem, you're the cause. We've lost our minds. There's several articles here. Educateyourself.org has got a lot of information on here, and there's a couple of videos. I'm going to start slowly researching this before we bring on a subject matter expert so I can be informed enough to ask intelligent questions. The Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines, produced by Gary Null. And there's another one called Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination with Clint Richardson. These are two videos that they have posted over there at educateyourself.org. And I know there's others. I just started scratching the surface of this because Mrs. Schmidt and I researched this 8-9 years ago, when we were first trying to make our decision on whether or not to vaccinate, and we chose not to. From this point forward, no more. We're not going to do it. Now we have diseases returning, and this is what it comes down to. For me right now, until I learn more, this is the way I understand it. This is a cost-benefit analysis that you have to do. If polio, tuberculosis, measles, mumps, rubella, all of these things are killing children across the country. The founding of our country, the death rate for children was through the roof. You'd have 5 children and be lucky to see 3 of them make it to adulthood, or 2 of them. We've eradicated so many of these diseases now. Smallpox, that was a huge killer. Okay. If they present a vaccine and it protects the majority of the people from that till the point where in a generation or two, it's basically not existent in your country, in your culture anymore. At a certain point, there has to be a tipping point. There has to be where the two lines cross over. This is your cost-benefit analysis. There is a cost, a very apparent cost to vaccines. Even and especially the old ones where they put so many of the chemicals in these suspension, like I said, I haven't fully researched this. So bottom line is there's bad stuff in there that the CDC said, we don't put that in there anymore. Okay. So they acknowledged that it was bad. They were putting bad stuff in people's veins that caused harm in some of them. But the trade-off was that we eradicated a disease that was much worse than the problems that came from the vaccine. Now, at a certain point, when you've nearly or maybe even completely eradicated a certain disease from your culture, maybe you should back off the vaccine. Cancer will kill you. Well, so can chemotherapy, right? Chemotherapy is a poison. Basically, it's a race to kill the cancer before the chemotherapy kills you, right? And as soon as you've reached the point where you've killed all the cancer, you stop the chemo. You don't keep giving it. Well, so at a certain point in our country, should we maybe stop with the vaccines? Could we have them in hold? Could we have the technology to begin producing them immediately, mass producing, if we start to see these diseases come back? Wouldn't that be smarter? So this is something that I really want to discuss. I know some of you guys are just like climbing the walls right now because this is your baby and you've studied this 6 ways from Sunday and you're screaming at the computer right now, right? Because you want to talk back. I'm going to give you a chance to do that. And I know already here comes the emails with resources, vaccinations. What I'd like to do is find some very reputable experts on this to get their take on it. And in the next 2 to 3 weeks on Radio Free Redoubt on KTW, where we have live open phone lines to be able to open this discussion up. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. I went really way long with the segment, way more than I wanted to, but I want to start. This is a very, very serious thing. We've got measles that and other diseases that are spreading in our culture. We also have vaccinations that they're trying to push on us. We've got a lot of people screaming, don't take the vaccinations. They are poison. They do all kinds of bad things. And so we're going to explore that. All right. Okay. Back in just a segment with segment 4, and then we're going to wrap everything up. This is John Jacob Schmidt at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
I love my country. I love my guns. I love my family. I love the way it is now. And anybody that tries to change it has to come through me. That should be all of our attitudes. Is this is America, and a country boy's good enough for me, son.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
Tactical Wood Gas is your off-grid power solution. Tactical Wood Gas manufactures wood gas systems and 12-volt generators, and now you can store the power you produce. They offer affordable and expandable battery banks for power outages, including a ruggedized model for tactical use and field operations. Call them at 1-800-516-4249 or visit them today at www.tacticalwoodgas.com. Okay, thanks guys for sticking around. This is segment 4, and for those of you that are listening way out in the far reaches to a later podcast on a CD or an audio file that somebody passed along to you, and you're not listening on the website, just want to remind you, you can visit us at www.radiofreeredoubt.com. And also, that's the way to email me at John Jacob, not at John Jacob. It's just simply johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. And we've got a lot of emails coming in. I noticed our emails really backed off. So thank you guys. I appreciate that. Just a little bit of a reprieve. I mean, I love getting your emails, your prayers, your encouragement, so many resources and news and things like that. But I just can't respond to them all anymore. And I noticed that some of you guys backed off on emailing me. I appreciate that temporary reprieve, but I just want to let you know that I am very, very grateful. And when you come across something you think is, hey, this is really super important stuff, you know, let me know and you know, send it along. I do appreciate that. Okay, last thing I want to send with you. This is an audio file from Cowboy Logic Radio. It's a special interview that was done. You know, I love immigrants. My grandfather was an immigrant from Scotland. He talked about coming to England, coming from Scotland to the United States, becoming a citizen, how much he loved America. I love hearing their testimonies. I've talked to people from Czechoslovakia, from Ukraine, from Cuba, from all over the place. And this is an interview with Rafael Cruz. Now, this is the father of Senator Ted Cruz. He from Cuba, and I just love his testimony. This week, I got to talk to this amazing Christian patriot woman from El Salvador, and I want to try to set up an interview with her to talk about her, to share her testimony with you. You will not find a more patriotic person than an immigrant, someone who's left tyranny. They've left oppression. They came to the United States. They understand what it is. They understand how important it is to fight for America, the thing that the rest of America doesn't even find an interest in fighting for anymore because they don't know what they're losing. But these people do, and their stories need to be told. I want you to listen to this guy's perspective with Rafael Cruz. Really, really neat. He was being interviewed by Donna Fiducia, a former Fox News and also one of the co-hosts over there at WDFP on Cowboy Logic Radio. So listen to this and just listen to his testimony. Soak up the passion that he has for America and his perceptions, his worldview on things as he sees them from a immigrant patriot perspective. So sit back and listen to this.
We're talking with Ted Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, who knows firsthand the situation in Cuba. He lived through it. And, sir, could we ask you your opinion now as to what you feel is the reasoning behind what Obama's doing and whether or not you agree with it?
Well, let me tell you, what Obama did regarding Cuba is a total disaster. But it is something that goes along with what Obama does all over the world, and it is trying to appease our enemies. He is just presents weakness before our enemies. You got to realize that Cuba is a communist regime. It's a regime that has been exporting terrorism for decades. Back in the 1970s, there were Cuban communist guerrillas fighting in Angola in a communist revolution. There were Cuban communist guerrillas fighting with the FARC in Colombia, communist insurrection, just a month before Obama's thing about Cuba. There was a ship stopped in Panama coming from Cuba with sugar cane, sugar in on top, and a bunch of weapons underneath going to North Korea. Cuba is still involved in training terrorists for all over the world and still in insurrection and terrorism. Not only that, the Cuban regime, when they imposed communism, of course, they destroyed the economy in Cuba. And so the USSR supported the Cuban government with millions and millions of dollars until the demise of the USSR. Then Chavez in Venezuela began, you know, just sending millions of dollars to Cuba. But, you know, now oil has dropped to about half its price. Venezuela is hurting economically. So now when the situation in Cuba was such that the Cuban economy is really in trouble, and it may be bad enough to cause that regime to crumble, here comes Obama throwing a lifeline to the Castros. And I'll tell you, the excuse that that's going to help the Cuban people is a lie. It's only going to help the fat cats at the top of the Cuban communist government.
Well, Castro's even said, we're not going to change anything. He's admitted it.
Oh, absolutely. Castro was very defiant, practically laughing at Obama. But let me tell you something else. Since 1962, right after the October crisis, if you remember, 1962, USSR had installed rocket silos with nuclear warheads in Cuba, 90 miles from the U.S., and it was only because of the October blockade that those were removed. But, you know, we have to realize that since then, in 1962, Cuba was banned from the Organization of American States. One of the statements that Obama said was, we will be delighted to welcome Raul Castro to Panama in April for the next meeting of the Organization of American States. And so Obama would say, I hope I can embrace you. So they are welcoming them back to the Organization of American States to where they can promote their communism throughout Latin America. So it is a farce, but it's typical of Obama. You know, our allies don't respect us. Our enemies laugh at us. You cannot work in the international arena through weakness. We need to go back to what Reagan so clearly called peace through strength. And Reagan put it very simply when they asked him, what is your foreign policy? What is your... And he said very simply, we win, they lose. It's that simple.
this might blow this for the Demo-. Not that I mind, but this might, you know, cause enough of an uproar to actually blow Southern Florida for the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's something else. There's something else that may be very helpful in court. And that is, you know, there's a large Jewish population in Florida. Obama is the most anti-Israel administration in this country ever. Totally antagonistic to the nation of Israel. And I think more and more Jewish people are going to wake up to the fact that Obama is not a friend of Israel.
No, unfortunately, though, there's very much a non-religious big block of Jewish voters that will always vote Democrat. It's what I grew up with in my family as a union family. And, you know, my father, until he was about 80 years old, finally voted for a Republican. You know, I mean,
it was... I would hope that when they see what's happening in Europe,
yeah,
that they would start...
What happened to never forget?
But
look at the New York Times.
But you know something, I think that is changing.
I hope so.
Let me tell you something very telling. The number one speaker at Passover celebrations around the U.S. this year is Ted Cruz. Ted is the most sought-after speaker for Passover celebrations this year because Ted has stood defending Israel like nobody else. And so they're realizing that they can't rely upon this administration. I mean, just look what happened this last week when Iran made public that they're building two other nuclear reactors.
And missile silos. And
with the blessings of the Obama administration.
They're dragging
it's crazy.
They're dragging it across the finish line to let Iran get nukes to change the whole chemistry and the whole balance of power in the Middle East against Israel. And the other thing that gets me as far as Israel is concerned, and doesn't get me, I should say, that I found, you know, really a huge positive. One of the greatest men I've ever met in all the years working in politics was Benjamin Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Fox News Channel. And he exudes that certain leadership quality that I wish that we had, you know, 8 years ago in this country, and I see it in your son.
Yeah, well, my son has already met three times
with
Benjamin Netanyahu. And I'll tell you, they, of course, you know, they realize that the liberal press is all against Israel. It's this liberal progressivism that is just make Israel as the perpetrator instead of the one that is being victimized. Even when there were thousands of rockets falling on Israel, they were calling Israel the provocator. So you can't rely on the liberal news to get the truth. But I'll tell you, more and more Jewish people are coming to realize that they can't rely upon the Obama administration to support them. And actually, as Ted mentioned yesterday in his speech, it was him who raised the voice when the Obama administration shut down Ben-Gurion Airport.
Yes.
And he said, what are you doing? An economic boycott against Israel?
Exactly.
And within a day and a half, they restored those flights.
Yeah.
And you know, they are acting as much as they can to block Israel. They, well, you heard not too long ago, just in a couple of years ago, Obama pushing for pre-1967 borders in Israel, which would make Israel totally indefensible. Mm-hmm. Only 9 miles wide at the narrowest point. I mean, I've been to Israel. Israel is a very tiny country, and they want to make it even smaller. And it is surrounded by people that hate Israel. So to make Israel seem like they are the bully when they're a very, very small nation surrounded that by 300 million people that are not friends of Israel.
And see, what gets me, you mentioned, you know, the mainstream media. The New York Times, Sulzberger's, they're Jewish. What happened to Never Again? What happened, you know, and it's happening. We have a president who's silent with Christians being slaughtered at massive rates, the most I've ever seen in my lifetime, for sure, across the Middle East and North Africa. Nothing. Boko Haram is never even hardly talked about except hashtag save our girls. Come on.
Well, you see, the president is more concerned with being politically correct than with taking stand.
I believe he's owned by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, he just doesn't want to make any waves. Mm-hmm. And actually, he doesn't take a stand. But I'll tell you, perhaps we also need to blame the Christian leadership for staying silent for so long. We can't continue to remain silent. We have to shout it from the housetops, like Jesus said. And I think so much has happened to push Christianity to the background because too many Christian leaders have been silent.
Yeah.
And I say silent no more. We need to be involved in the civic society, because only then can we have an impact upon our civic society.
All I can say is, to me, the American people and the man on the street that I talk to all the time is just starved for leadership.
That's right.
And your son is in the forefront of that, thank God. And hopefully there will be others like Mike Lee, you know,
thank you.
That can stand.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your support. Mike is a great friend, and Mike is probably, without a doubt, Ted's closest ally in the Senate.
Problem is, though, we need him in the Senate, though, you know? I hate to say it. It's so important that he stays in the Senate, too, because it's such a hard thing.
Well, we have to see where he could exert the most influence to change this country for the better.
Well, it's great. Thank you so much for what you went through and for just having such a wonderful son.
Well, I am so proud to be an American. It is a privilege and a blessing.
Yep.
To be in this great country. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and this is a country worth saving. And each one of us has to be engaged.
All right. I hope you really enjoyed that and found that fresh perspective. We need to keep reminding ourselves of these testimonies from people who really, truly, they get it. They understand what America is, or what it was, what it's supposed to be. And that helps recharge my batteries when I hear that. It makes me just want to dig in and fight that much harder. It's just very encouraging to me. And I hope it was for you too. Okay, so anyway, we're going to wrap this up. And remember, we're not going to be doing partisan radio after this show this week. I had to put that on hold because of everything going on this past week and the new development with KTW. Radio and everything else. So thank you for understanding, I hope, and just God bless you guys. I want you to have a great week. We've got so much to dig in and get ready for, to prepare for this fight ahead of us on so many different levels. It's intensifying, and we're going to do this together. We're going to grow together, and we're going to attack this systematically with purpose. And you, me, all of us, and with the Lord on our side, we're going to stand for truth. And I'm going to be prepping this week for several different things. And we got nets coming up this week too. Don't forget about that. Amron nets. And I know I'm forgetting some stuff. That just, my mind was just reeling all afternoon. Plus, I heard there was a football game. I think there was a football game today, somebody was mentioning. So anyway, you guys have just a great week. Look forward to talking to you next Saturday on the air, and then next Sunday night for episode 1506. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.
It's a dangerous game of chicken as the newly elected Greek government goes head-to-head with the ECB. Who will blink? No one knows at this point, but the Greeks are bound and determined to free themselves from the financial shackles of the European Central Bank. This week on Eye on the Economy, I break down the coming crisis unfolding in Europe. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt.
Hi, this is Kim Jong. Your country no good to make friend. Why turn off the internet? I was trying to watch interview on the YouTube.
And this is Vladimir Putin. What's happening for oil prices? Not so good for ruble. I'm hoping I don't find out you guys is involved.
Maybe you need go prepperrecon.com, check it out, supply store, in case somebody turn off your internet.
Or could be turning off your electricity. These things happen.
They have a so good everyday carry concealed carry sling with patches more cool than a Dennis Rodman.
And having MOLLE compatible individual first aid kits with IBD, chest seal, quick clot, tourniquet, EMT shears, and much more. Even when I don't wear a shirt, I having IFAC from Prepper Recon with me.
So, go to PrepperRecon.com and click Store tab on the top of the home page.
While you still can.
Welcome back, and thanks to our continued sponsor, the PrepperRecon.com store. Make sure you go visit them today. Well, as most of you are aware, Greece has recently elected a new government, and they are making some major waves in Europe, and soon things are about to get really ugly for the residents of Greece and the Eurozone. Currently, the new leadership in Greece has taken a strong stance on the perpetual borrowing of ECB dollars, and the Greek financial minister, Yanis Varoufakis, had this to say about the current offer that has been extended by the ECB last week. "We don't plan to cooperate with the ECB Finance Committee," Varoufakis said. "The Greek state has a future, but what we won't accept is a future that is a self-perpetuating crisis of deflation and unsustainable debt. We're not interested in persuading Greece's creditors to release the final 7 billion euros. We want to sit down and rethink the entire program." This is the first time in 5 years that the Greek government has operated without some type of financial safety net, and the consequences of a Greek exit, or a Grexit, of the euro would cause catastrophic ramifications all over the globe. But my assumption is the ECB will not let Greece go without a very serious fight. This standoff could see Greek banks effectively excluded from the European Central Bank liquidity operations and the government with no source of funding for any of its social entitlement programs. This rejection of the European aid will effectively shut Greece out of international markets. It's a hard choice to make, but nevertheless, I believe the right one. Currently, Greece has a special dispensation from the ECB because it's complying with the bailout program. But all that will change at the end of February, and that means current debt that can be used as in central bank refinancing operations will now unfortunately not be able to be used anymore. It'll be considered junk. But the bigger question remains. Why does this matter over here in America? Simple. Debt equals power, which equals control. When one country owns another country via central bank or other types of financing, that bank simply owns them outright. They own the promised assets of the country as collateral, no matter what they could be monuments, could be land, it could be oil. Even worse, it could be their citizens. This is why I always encourage each one of you to get out of debt. If Greece walks away from their ECB debt, it'll pave the way for smaller nations like Spain and others to do the same thing, causing catastrophic financial failure as they all walk away from their debt owed to the ECB. The next 30 days are going to be crucial in the marketplace as Greece decides what it's going to do. They will either cave to financial slavery, or they will choose the difficult path and free their citizens from a doomed financial future. I hope that they choose the latter and free their future generations. Well, thanks again for listening this week, and I want to sign off with this. Don't live in fear anymore. I want you to live in the hope for a brighter future filled with God and Americanism. God bless you all, and have a great week. This is Fox 519, signing off.
Through the eyes of Noah Parker, as a global empire takes shape, ancient writings are fulfilled, and the last days fall upon the once great United States of America. Buy The Days of Noah, Book 1, Conspiracy, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.